In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we have to be prepared. We have to be ready, like servants waiting their master's return from a wedding. Today we celebrate the 106th anniversary of Our Lady's appearance, final appearance at Fatima, with the miracle of the sun and all the things that happened that day. For us today, perhaps more importantly, it is the 50th anniversary of Our Lady's final message at Akita in Japan. They have done just about everything possible to make sure that you don't hear about that particular apparition. They have done everything to bury it and to keep it silent, because it says bishop will be against bishop, cardinal will be against cardinal. There is going to be division within the church. The priests who have devotion to Our Blessed Lady are going to be scorned by the other priests. All that's happening. But it's what she talks about after that, that there is going to be a purification, fire falling from the sky, destroying the greater part of humanity. So horrific, she said, that those who live will envy the dead, thinking they had the better part. Now, people get angry because I talk about these kinds of things, and it's scary. The Mother of God is the one who talked about it, not me. So take it up with her if you don't like it. But the reality is, this is what's coming. These terrorists decided to call today the International Day of Jihad. Now, we can all be scared, or we can say, here's the reality. What am I going to do with it? Being scared isn't going to help one iota in anything. Jesus didn't ask us to be scared. He asked us to have faith. But he asked us to be prepared. So what do we need to do to be prepared? Well, if we just look at what's going on the natural level, yeah, you'd be pretty reasonable to have some food set aside and to have the provisions and so on, because you can see what's coming. They've got an economic collapse coming. They've got food shortages coming. They've got all kinds of stuff. But that's not the preparation he's talking about. He's talking about your spiritual life. He's talking about making sure that your prayer life is in order. Because if you're united with Jesus, what's there to fear? And really think about it. If they kill you, what happens? You get to go to heaven. Should we be scared? We should be rejoicing. We should be jumping up and down. We should put targets on our shirt and say, here I am. What a blessing it would be. Some of us are too big as sinners. We don't get to die in this whole mess. We get to live through it. And then we get to see the triumph of the Immaculate Heart on the other side. That'd be pretty cool. Getting through this isn't going to be fun. It's certainly not going to be exciting. But we have to understand why it's happening. It's because God is going to test our faith. Do we really believe in him? Do we really trust him? The prophet Malachi made very clear that the day is coming where, after a period of trial and people they're struggling, and it will be clear to everyone who serves the Lord and who does not. And I keep telling you, there is no in between where we're going. It is either you are with God or you are against him. It's Jesus or it's Satan. Satan will present himself in 1,000 different ways. He doesn't care. There's only one Lord, and there's only one truth. And are we going to remain faithful? Or are we going to sell out? Remember, Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge. Are we really going to sell ourselves out so that we can get something to eat? Are we really going to deny the Lord so that we might not die? Think about that. Because the day is coming when this isn't just going to be a rhetorical question. And how are you going to answer it? Not by sitting in the pew and thinking, well, no problem, I can be a martyr. That'd be nice if you can do that. Can you? So we need to be prepared. It may be that absolutely nothing's going to happen to you. Maybe God will just say, you know what, we'll just leave this person alone. Let them sit in their house. We'll take care of everything. I doubt it, but he might. But when Our Lady speaks, she said, what is coming is going to affect everybody on the earth, laypersons and priests. And so it doesn't sound like there's anybody who's going to be spared. Yes, there are many who will not die, but we're all going to have to go through it. So I'd highly recommend that you look that up. Again, she could have. I mean, she only appeared 3 times at Akita. She could have chosen any day on the calendar that she wanted. This is the Mother of God. She's not required to show up at a certain time. She chose the 13th of October, which was the anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima. She chose it for a reason, because those two are connected. She might want to look back at what happened at Fatima on October 13th of 1917. But by all means, if you have not done so, please read what Our Lady said at Akita on October 13th of 1973, because it's where we're headed. Don't be afraid. Get prepared. And by that, again, I don't mean fill your basement up with more stuff. Probably has more than enough already. I mean get your soul prepared. Be rooted in prayer. Make sure that your prayer life is in good order. And by that, again, I'm not just meaning say some prayers. Absolutely, pray our Blessed Lady's Rosary. Pray the Holy Face Chaplet. Pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. But you need to be praying from the inside, not just saying words. Take that time, a minimum of a half hour a day. If you can, go in front of the Blessed Sacrament and just be with Jesus. Talk to him in your own words, but it's a conversation, so we need to learn to shut up and to allow him to speak to us. We need to learn to listen. That's the challenge in prayer, because it's usually very silent, and in a society like ours, silence we don't like. It's uncomfortable. But once you get used to it, it is so beautiful, and you just long for the silence. So once again, don't be afraid, because what the Lord is going to do is get you ready, prepare your soul. Now that said, I can also tell you that it doesn't matter who I talk to. I hear the exact same thing from every person. We're not prepared. We're not ready. Now, the people that I know who are way up there in the spiritual life are saying, we're not prepared. The people who hardly have a spiritual life are saying the same thing. Just do the best you can. Make sure that you are making the effort to put God first. Not because you're scared of what's going to happen, because you love him, because you want to be with him. That's what our lives are supposed to be about anyway. So put the fear aside, because there's no reason to be afraid. It's what Our Lady tells us all the time. And it's what our Lord told us. Remember, there are 365 occasions in the Bible where Jesus says, fear not, or be not afraid, or where not just Jesus says, where it says, one for each day of the year. Do you think God's trying to make a point to us? You don't need to be afraid. Because being afraid isn't going to make something happen, nor is it going to keep something from happening. Just be at peace. Because if you can be at peace, then you can be united with the Lord. And if you're united with the Lord, then no matter what level of prayer you're at, you're going to be prepared for what's coming. And that's what Jesus told us in the gospel today. And that's what Our Lady has come to prepare us for. The things that are coming. Yeah, it's not going to be fun, but it is such a blessing because we will have an opportunity to stand with the Lord. We will have an opportunity, every one of us, to be able to put that faith that we have on the line, to put it in practice. Do we really believe? Do we really trust? So as I would look at our society really is serving Baal. It just doesn't know it. So when Elijah said, if Baal is God, serve him. If the Lord is God, serve him. Well, let's just change it around a little bit. If money or the materialism or the society or whatever it is, if that's your God, then serve it. If the Lord is God, serve him. The people of Israel played Minnesotan. We don't know. The heck if you don't. There is only one God, in case you didn't know. There is only one God. Serve him. This goes back 3,500 years. You can look in the book of Joshua, and he does the exact same thing to the people of Israel. He said, if you want to serve the gods that your ancestors served across the river, and serve them. But he said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. That's the choice we now have to make. Too many of us have been given lip service to the Lord, but living like a bunch of pagans. It needs to stop. If we're going to serve the Lord, serve the Lord. And we can't serve the Lord without a prayer life. And so make sure that that's the priority. Then you'll be prepared. Our Lady will take care of that. Just seek union with her Son. The best way to do that is through her. Go to Our Lady. She will bring you to Jesus. Just trust. Be at peace. That no matter what happens, it isn't going to matter to you. You're going to act in charity if you're alive. You're going to get the reward of being prepared if you die. It's a win-win situation if you look at it that way. So that's what this is all about. It's a test. It's going to be a severe one, but it's a test and a great blessing. So be prepared. Be like servants waiting for their master's return from a wedding.